And we are joined here at the booth by Jasmine McCall. Jasmine, thank you so much for joing us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, happy to be here.
You guys are actually giving out information on breast health.
Yes.
And you guys have a couple of really interesting pamphlets, and I didn't realize just how advanced the technology for breast health screening is. And they're actually 3D mammograms that are available now.
Yes, that's actually the gold standard. The 3D mammograms actually picks up a higher rate of early cancers. It's a much clearer image, just like a high-definition mammogram. So that is the standard now for all women who are getting their annual screenings.
So what's the age recommendation as well? Because I've heard that kind of varies, but obviously the older you get, you know, the chances certainly go up, the risk goes up. How does that work with the recommended screenings as far as the age goes?
So 40 years old is the standard. A woman who has a high family history of breast cancer would have to have a conversation with their doctor, because that could be at an earlier age, but average women, 40 years old is when you start having annual mammograms.
Early detection, always very, very important. So when it comes to early detection, what kinds of things should folks be doing to themselves? Because there are self-examinations that can be done as well, correct?
Yes. So you would, a monthly breast exam is what is recommended, and an annual exam by your doctor followed up with the annual mammogram.
And if you're doing it by yourself before going to see a professional about this, what are some things, what are some symptoms that you should be looking for?
Well, the most important part of a self-breast exam is to become familiar with your breast. So that way, if there is a change or there's something new, then you know when to report it to the doctor. If you have a lump or a lesion that you feel, then that is the time when you want to make an appointment and see your doctor. Any type of nipple discharge, redness of the breast, those are times that you want to get into your doctor's office.
And it's an ill-conceived notion, too, that it only affects females, because this certainly affects males as well, and I think that's certainly gained at least a little bit of popularity in recent years as well. Is that something you guys have noticed, too?
Yes, there is a low risk of male breast cancer, but it can happen. And sometimes you see it more with men who have a family history. But we do the same type of screenings. If a man, for example, felt a lump, he would come in for a mammogram and get any additional imaging, perhaps have a biopsy, and then be followed closely by their doctor.
And, of course, University Hospitals has all kinds of breast cancer expertise, all kinds of different locations. We talked about the 3D mammograms, a number of different care providers, clinical trials as well.
Yes.
What makes UH so great in this regard?
Well, we follow all of the national standards, and we actually have pioneered some of the different surgical techniques for women who have had breast cancer. So that kind of differentiates us from the other hospitals.
So what kinds of information are you guys passing out today here at the health fair?
So we are just giving general recommendations of screenings, and we are providing education about the services that we provide at Elyria Hospital through our breast suite.
So what kinds of services are provided at the UH Elyria Medical Center?
So we do screenings. We do diagnostic mammogram. So if a woman, for example, has an abnormal screening mam, she would have to come back in to get additional imaging. So we provide that. We also provide biopsies, sometimes same-day biopsies. So if you were, if it was recommended that day to get a biopsy, we can actually have that woman have that biopsy at that same time. Women who have been diagnosed with cancer, they have access to all the clinical trials through University Hospital at Elyria.
The clinical trials, how exactly does that work?
Well, there's a screening process. They would sit down with a clinical trial nurse who would go through a screening process, and if they meet the eligibility, then they would go into a clinical trial.
Now, how long have you been involved with this whole process?
2 years now.
Okay.
Yes.
So how has it changed in the 2 years that you've been involved?
Well, we have actually been working closely with the community. It's important for us to have more access and in our community. You know, the community needs assessments of 2019 revealed that less than 40% of women in Lorain County are getting annual mammograms. So it's incumbent upon us to get out in the community and get to these women so that they know that we have resources throughout the community so that they can get their screening mammograms.
And a terrific resource, too, the 3D mammogram. It seems like the results have been terrific as far as early cancer detection and certainly callbacks as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yeah. That is, like I said, that is the gold standard. A lot of women have dense breasts, and when you do have dense breasts, it can obscure some small lesions in the breast, and the 3D mammogram can pick up on those very early. And typically, when caught early, cancer has over 90% survival rate.
Wow. Well, I've got to throw this out there because in radio land, nobody can see it. She's giving us all of this right off the top of her head. This is extremely impressive. So you never know that this is Jasmine's first radio interview because this is just a wealth of knowledge. You said 2 years you've been doing this?
Yes.
So what got you into this originally?
I really love women's health. That has been a calling for me. I've been a nurse for 11 years, but I really like the women's health aspect of it. And so I am joyed every day to serve the community. I live in Elyria. I've lived here all my life. I graduated from Elyria High and LCC. So it's nice to, you know, be a part of the community.
What's the most interesting thing that you've learned in the last couple of years being a part of all this?
The most interesting thing I've learned is that we all want good care, and we have a great facility locally that provides great care to our community.
Nice. Well, I'll tell you what, this is a pretty fascinating fair. Everybody seems to be having a good time out here, and you mentioned that you guys are giving out some information, and certainly we see a lot of folks stopping by the booth, so it seems like people are really gravitating towards that. This has got to be fun for you, too, because you mentioned, you know, you're an Elyria native, right? You grew up here, went to high school here, you went to college at LCCC as well, and, of course, WEOL, the Chronicle-Telegram, big part of the fabric of Elyria as well, so it's got to be fun to work an event like this.
It is. It's definitely fulfilling to be a part of it.
Good stuff. Well, Jasmine, thank you very much for joining us. This was a lot of fun, and boy, you knocked your first radio interview right out of the park. That was very impressive. I mean,
you
had all those numbers right off the top of your head. That was very impressive. No cheat sheet whatsoever, because a lot of times we get folks that come in with a cheat sheet. You didn't need one. Well done.
You know, I was a little nervous, but I said, you know, I'm just going to wing it.
Hey, we wing it from 3 to 6 every afternoon on this show, so we know what that's all about. But Jasmine, thank you again for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.